All right, folks, praise the Lord. Let's grab our hymnals for our final song prior to the message this morning. Let's open up to hymn number 84. Hymn 84 is one that will stand. One of our favorite hymns of the faith. Because we love him. Amen?
Amen.
William Featherstone wrote the great words. My Jesus, I love thee. First, second, and fourth.
My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee, all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now.
I love
thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. If my Jesus, 'tis now. In mansions of glory and endless delights, I'll ever adore thee in heaven so bright.
Please be seated, church. Oh, how we love the Lord this morning. What a blessing to know him.
Amen.
Oh, yes, indeed. Well, let's grab our Bibles at this time, folks. And open up anywhere, it's all good. But get over to the book of Isaiah this morning. Updated prayer list. Anybody needs one? See Ellie. Isaiah chapter 60 this morning, and what a time I had last night preparing this morning's message. In Isaiah chapter number 60, the prophet has been preaching to the children of Israel concerning the carrying away of the 10 northern tribes into Assyria and the coming carrying captivity in Babylon for the southern tribes. And he says, there's coming a day, a great day,
amen,
that he has plans for Israel. And he still does. I'm so glad of that. But look with me here in Isaiah chapter number 60. We will stand for the reading of God's holy word. Those who are able, stand. And Isaiah chapter 60, we'll begin reading in verse number 1. The prophet by the Holy Spirit writes, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see. All they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see, and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Verse number 8. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? Beloved, I want to call your attention to verse 8 this morning. And the question the prophet asks, who are these, is my message this morning. Who are these? Father in heaven, how we thank you this morning for the word of God. Lord, how we thank you that the prophet Isaiah looked and beheld through the prophetic eye of the Holy Spirit and saw multitudes of souls coming to the King of Israel. Lord, what a miracle. And how we thank you, Lord, that some of us were those whom he saw. Lord, it's so good to know the truth this morning. And we ask you to bless your holy word, bless your people, and give us ears to hear what saith the Spirit of God. And Lord, may we leave this place encouraged, edified, Lord, lifted up in Jesus' grace. And Father, let us be those servants you've called us to be in these final days. Let your light shine through us, Lord, like never before, that the world may see that there is a Savior. There is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And we'll thank you for all you're going to do. Through Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated, church. Now, we have before us here in the 60th chapter of Isaiah, an incredible, the whole book is an incredible book of prophecy. We have one of the most precise and revealing accounts of the Messiah's kingdom in all the Bible here. Beloved, this passage is absolutely indisputable in its descriptive implications concerning both the coming Redeemer and those that he would redeem. I want to call our attention this morning to our text in verse 8. Look at the first three words. Who are these? The question goes out. And in answering this question, I want to make five inquiries this morning, and I'll be done. The first one is this. Who are these? Let's inquire, first off, who are these converts that they should be so many? Look with me again in verse number 8. Who are these that they should be so many? Verse 8. He says, who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? He looks and beholds and he sees a great multitude of people. And he says, it's like a multitude of many doves flying through the air. Who are they? Now, the question is proposed by the prophet. Who are these that are so many? Who are these that seem to cover the heavens to the point of blocking out the sun? To answer this question, look at verse 1. It's clear who this is. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Now this is speaking of the first advent, amen? That Messiah came where? To Israel. And the light of the living came upon that land. And he says, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. How many of you knows this morning that we're living in a time of great darkness? Oh, folks, I'm telling you, but you can cut it with a knife. The devil's working on every hand to deceive souls. And he says, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the who? The Gentiles. Oh, the Jews didn't like that word. But Isaiah boldly proclaims that the Gentiles shall come. I'm so glad you've come. I'm so glad there was a time in your life when you said, yes, Jesus, I will. I do. And he said, I do too. Amen? Amen. The Gentiles shall come to thy light. Now, beloved, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. Amen? He is the light of the world.
Amen.
Glory to God. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, Jesus said. So we come to his light, which rose upon Israel and spread through all the earth. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, whoever they are, they come to thee. Thy son shall come from fire, and thy daughter shall be nursed at thy side. Then shalt thou see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged. Why? Because the abundance of the sea. When you see that term in the Old Testament, the seas, it's talking about the Gentile nations of the earth. The abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. Oh yes, I'm so glad they're still coming. The multitude of camels. Now, he named some unclean beasts in verse 6. And these, of course, represent you and I, Gentiles, non-Jewish. And he says, they shall come from Sheba. They shall bring gold and incense. They shall show forth the praises of the Lord. I love it. Because when we come to the light of Israel, Jesus Christ, we begin to praise the Lord. Amen. We begin to live and operate in his praises and worship. Verse 7, all the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that they should be so many? These are so many for multitude. There's none else but the incredible masses, even billions, of worldwide converts to Christianity. That's who they are, folks. The prophecy is clear. It's all those who, through the past two millenniums, have entered into covenant with the living God of Israel through his dear son's blood. Amen? Amen. The multitude of Gentiles. There's so many that they cannot be numbered. And notice their description in verse number 8. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves? Somebody tell me, what does a dove in the Bible represent? The Holy Spirit. Amen? Yes. Dove always represents the Holy Spirit. And he says, we're like doves. These many have the Spirit of God. They're like little doves. Flying. White and pure. Amen? Listen to me. You are pure. You are righteous. And you are clean. Through the blood of his cross. Not through you. Amen. Glory to God. I'm so glad that I have his righteousness in me. Amen. Flowing through me by his Spirit. Imputed to me freely. Glory to God. Now, listen carefully. Naturalists tell us that vast clouds of pigeons migrate across the plains of America each year. And this is what Isaiah likens the New Testament church to. It's like a huge flock of birds just flowing over the land. Amen? They're on a journey going somewhere. Amen? And it's up yonder. I'm so glad. What a glorious thought, beloved, to consider the droves of true believers down through the ages. Who are these that are so many? It's the Gentiles. Secondly, though, we need to make another inquiry. Let's inquire, secondly, from verse 8, who are these that they should fly? Look at it in verse 8. Who are these that fly as a cloud? Beloved, you've got to get hold of this verse. These so many do fly like doves. Listen, they fly above the things of this world. They fly over those temptations and allurements that so many others fall into and become ensnared by. They fly with a great hunger and thirst for their eternal dwelling place, heaven above. They fly because they are driven by a great wind called the Holy Spirit of God, like a heavenly breath impelling them to soar in heavenly regions. You fly. You know what? I tell you this regularly. For those of you who've heard this before, just sit there and look dumb. I mean, smile. I have this recurring dream. And it's about twice a year I'll have this dream. And it's so real. I wake up like, wow, I can fly in my dream. I'm up flying and I'm looking down on the world. And I know that it's because the Lord is reinforcing to me that one day we'll fly up yonder with glorified bodies in rapture. Amen? Amen. But what a beautiful thing. They do fly. They don't walk like men. They fly like doves. Woo, that'll preach. Now listen carefully, beloved. They fly in heavenly realms. Amen? In spiritual places. Now, Isaiah chapter 40. Look at this. But go back to chapter 40 for a moment. Who are these that do fly? In Isaiah chapter 40, look at verse 29. I love this. In verse 29, he, the Lord, giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's right, Sarah. They shall fly like eagles. You know the eagle is the highest flying of all birds. Swiftest, smartest, best eyesight. That's how you are likened in the Bible spiritually. You fly like an eagle for Jesus Christ. Oh, what a blessing. They mount upwards and they fly heavenward. Did you know that you can fly? Now, I'm not talking about outer body experiences, new age crap. I'm talking about flying in the Spirit of God. Amen? Amen. Flying for Jesus. He doesn't want us to just, you know, oh, I'm saved, but you know, I'm no good. No, he wants you and me to get busy and fly for God. And we can because we have the Holy Spirit. Now, you can fly, and listen, doves are known to fly in three ways. Botanists tell us they fly straight, they fly swiftly, and they fly surely. First, they fly straight. That means they do not deviate from the flight path. Amen? Second, they fly swiftly. That is, they make rapid progress in their intended destination. They don't go off course. They don't slow down. They don't stop. Third, they fly surely. That means they are confident and determined to complete their flight. Amen. That's what you and I need to be, like those doves. We need to fly straight. We need to fly swiftly. We need to fly surely. And we can't, because Jesus Christ is in you. Glory to God. They fly as doves, the symbol of purity. I love that. They fly. But thirdly this morning, another inquiry comes to us in Isaiah chapter 60. Thirdly, we must inquire, who are these that they should fly together? Look at verse 8. Who are these that fly as a cloud? A cloud. Beloved, listen carefully. I love this. Because they fly together. It doesn't say as many clouds, as separate clouds, as I don't want to know you clouds, like some preachers. Amen. It says as a cloud. Amen?
Amen.
You fly as one. I'm so glad this church is you. I don't care about any other church. I really don't. Don't come to me and tell me what's going on down the street. I don't want to know. I don't care what so-and-so is doing or what so-and-so is saying. I don't care. We fly as one unit here.
Amen.
We're in unity. We're in the Spirit of God. And we're together as a cloud. Amen?
Amen.
We're not divided. We're not separated. We don't have schisms in the church. We don't be backbiting each other and talking about other preachers. We love Jesus Christ and we serve Him as one.
Amen.
As long as I'm pastor of this church, it's going to stay that way. Now, listen carefully. We have one common goal, to glorify Jesus Christ. We have one common anointing, God's Holy Spirit. We have one common destination, that's heaven above. We fly in such a pattern that we appear to be one cloud. Wow, look at that. You ever look up in the sky and you see a beautiful cumulus, a puff cloud? It's a cumulus cloud. That cloud is actually made up of a great amount of water and vapor. But as you look at it, it appears to be one. Doesn't it? That's how you and I need to be. Keep our eyes on Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Never mind about brother so-and-so.
Amen.
Keep our eyes on Jesus Christ and fly as one. I am sick and tired of people coming and telling me about so-and-so and this and that. I don't want to hear it. I want to serve God in our little church right here and be faithful.
Amen?
Because I want to fly together as one cloud. Now, listen carefully. A cloud is made up of a number of things. And it can dump water out. You're supposed to be giving out the Holy Spirit. Amen? Now, beloved, scientists tell us that in the tropics, as much as 10 billion tons of water will be evaporated from the ocean surface, rising 40,000 feet into the atmosphere, forming one gigantic cloud that may travel 1,000 miles before unloading its enormous content of H2O. You ever seen a downpour? Wow. It'll come down on your head, and you better have an umbrella.
Yeah.
Amen? That's how the Lord wants us to be. He wants to wring us out with that Holy Spirit. He said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Amen.
Church, where's the water?
Amen.
Come on, man. Get with the program. Get the Holy Ghost and get excited for God.
Amen.
Now, listen. Beloved, I believe that this phenomena spiritually represents the church of Jesus Christ. We fly together as a cloud. I am so... Let me say something right now. I am so thankful for this church. I am so thankful for that. This church, you all love me. And I love you all.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you,
Jesus. I'm so thankful for that. Because not all churches have that. But something else this morning we must inquire. Fourthly, we must inquire, who are these that they should fly in this way? In this way. Look at verse 8 again. He says, who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? What? As the doves to their windows? Listen carefully. These who fly together as one are just like doves. Doves love to dwell in the cleft of the rock.
Amen.
Hello?
Yeah.
Doves, listen, these doves seek for safety and shelter and protection from the birds of prey in the solid rock. And they find
Amen.
It. They find it. Amen? Listen, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Amen.
All other ground is sinking sand. Listen, doves are known to congregate. We're having a fellowship dinner tonight. Come hungry. We love to come. We love to fellowship. We love each other.
Amen.
That's what this church is all about.
Amen.
Amen. And we love to congregate, just like those doves. They enjoy meeting in the cleft of the rock in order to chirp with each other. I said, Lord, just go and preach. They love to chirp with each other. Amen. Now, listen, they enjoy meeting together. They enjoy chirping with one another. So too do all those who know the rock of salvation love to congregate and chirp about their master. There's not a one of you that doesn't come to church without a testimony. Pastor, let me tell you what the Lord did this week. You love to chirp about it. Amen. Like a dove, glory to God. Something else. Doves are known to find their food in those clefts of the rock. You got to eat, right?
Yeah.
And you know where you're going to get fed? In the cleft of the rock.
Amen.
He feeds us that bread of life, that hidden manna that the world knows nothing of. Listen, those who love the Lord and get fed by His Spirit and His Word when they come together for worship, love Him even more. Listen, who are these that they should fly in this way as the doves to the cleft of the rock? They are the Gentiles that come to Jesus Christ. But something else, let's inquire. Who are these individually? I like this. Look at verse number 8. Who are these individually? In verse 8 we read, who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? What? Who are these that fly to their windows? Notice the wording here. Each of these doves has their own private window. Now, listen carefully. The word their windows is in the present possessive tense. They belong to them. Beloved, all these masses of the Gentiles, these doves, each have their own personal windows. And listen, what does one usually do with the window? They see something through it. They see something through that window. Amen? Now listen.
Amen.
Beloved, just like the doves often settle for a time on windowsills, so too do all those who know the Son of God have a special place, a spiritual windowsill, where we take time every day to rest and meet individually and personally with the Lord. We see through that window things we've never seen before. We see through that window heavenly realms. We see an eternal home awaiting us. We see Jesus through that window. Because we've got dove's eyes, Song of Solomon said. My beloved hath dove's eyes. That's Holy Spirit eyes to see the things of God. Wow! What a blessing to know that we can see the spirit world. We can understand the reality of the Son of God and the devil who seeks our destruction. That we can see these things because of the Spirit within. Beloved, just like those doves settle on the windowsills, so too do each and every one of us have a special place, a special spiritual windowsill where we meet with the Lord. We have one-on-one time. I love my wife of 28 years. I don't care what anybody says. I love my wife of 28 years. Amen. And I love spending time with her. Amen?
Amen.
When you love someone, you want to spend time with them.
Amen.
When you love someone, you want to make them know you love them. And when you love Jesus Christ, you want to make him know you love him by spending time with him. Glory to God. Now, listen carefully. In so doing, spending time at that spiritual windowsill, we do see through that window incredibly, gloriously, heavenly, divine things. In Isaiah chapter 60, look at verse 18. Same chapter, look at verse 18. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders. But thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates, that's your door of your house, praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down. Oh, I love it. You know that the sun is always shining for the Christian? I don't care how dark, gloomy, and stormy it is outside. The sun, S-O-N, is always shining for the believer. 20. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall be all righteous. Notice verse 21. You have the righteousness of God imputed to your account, as if you lived a perfectly sinless life. Isn't that good? Aren't you glad that nobody can point at you and say, oh, I know what she did 7 years ago. It's under the blood!
Amen.
Hello? Does anybody believe in the cleansing blood of Jesus? I know what you did way back when. Let's just talk about it. No, shut up. And get right with God.
Amen.
I love it. I love it. They shall, thy people also shall be all righteous. You are righteous. Because, not because you're goody two-shoes. You're not, neither am I. Because of Jesus Christ. He's made you righteous by imputation. I'm so thankful for that today. Dearly beloved, let us be like those doves. They are many.
Amen.
They do fly. They fly together.
Amen.
They fly in a certain way. And they have individual windows. Amen. Let me give you this and I'll be done. I'd like to tell you about a most incredible scientific discovery that was made long ago in the Mediterranean area of the Middle East between Europe and South Africa. It appears that they've discovered an amazing phenomena that takes place each year at the winter migration of many species of birds. They observed that white doves, who cannot fly more than about 70 miles at a time, had no way of crossing the Mediterranean Sea, which is 350 miles across. But astonishingly, scientists discovered, to their surprise, they recorded that cranes, which can fly up to 500 miles nonstop, would fly down low and make a peculiar cry, while the doves will fly to them and settle in on their back for the journey.
Amen.
Across the sea. Listen to me. You know I'm a historian. Beloved, we are just like those doves. We need to be carried sometimes through this life. Words hurt, you know. And we need to be carried sometimes through this life. And we need Jesus Christ. I love that. Footprints in the sand, Carl. I love that, because when you only saw one set of footprints, I carried you. And I'm so thankful that just like those cranes carry them across that sea, so that the Lord Jesus carry you and I through this life, all the way across that sea to the golden shore. We will get there. We will get there by His grace. I can't do anything. You can't do anything. But greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. I am so thankful that we are just like those doves.
We need to be carried sometimes in this life because the journey is too difficult for us. When our great God will carry us along our way, we'll make it just fine, like those doves across the sea. Amen? Who are these? It's you, and you, and you, and you, and me. Father in heaven, how we thank you for Isaiah chapter 60. And Lord, I thank you that in this passage we see a spiritual portrait of the masses of converts to the cross of Christ down through the ages, coming like doves. And I love most of all, Lord, that each one individually has a private personal windowsill where we look through to the other side and we see the smiling, glowing, glorious face of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We love you today, Lord, and we thank you for we thank you so much for the church here in Hooksett, Lord. We are so thankful for the work you're doing. We're thankful, Lord, that in recent weeks you've added members to us. We're grateful for that, Father. But we pray, Lord, that you would expand us to the point of needing a bigger barn. For your glory, Lord. That's our prayer. We want to glorify Jesus Christ in these last days. And we thank you, Lord, that by your grace and spirit, we can. In Jesus' precious name we pray, the people said, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Folks, let's grab our hymnals at this time. We will have an invitation. Here we go. And let's stand and open up to hymn 134. You know, this is what we have. Is a blessed assurance that the Lord gives us. And, I'm sorry. I got the wrong number here. 34. Not 134, but 34. Appropriate hymn for the message today. Higher Ground. Hymn 34. First, second, and fourth.
My faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
My heart has
no desire to stay, when doubts arise and fears dismay. While some may dwell, these are bound. My prayer, my aim is high. My faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
I want to scale the utmost height.
Listen!
And catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't forget tonight, folks, 6 o'clock, please come hungry. Because Doris is cooking up a storm. Help us eat it. Come help us eat it. Mystery number 7 tonight. I guarantee you will enjoy tonight. Mystery number 7 of the New Testament. Father in heaven, how we thank you for good service this morning. Thank you for visiting us, Father. We pray that you would have your will and way in each of our lives. And Lord, help us to remember to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit who enables us to do so. Bless us as we dismiss. Grant us traveling mercies. Bring us back this evening at 6 o'clock. Oh Lord, thank you again for all that you're doing here through the church. Thank you for the 7 missions projects we now support, Lord. And just a handful of us. But Lord, you're using us to spread the gospel round the world. And Lord, I'm so encouraged by the letters I'm receiving, even from third world countries, by email, of people getting saved. Even by listening to messages on the website. What a blessing. We're so thankful, Lord, that you count us worthy, though we're not, to serve the King. We love you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. The people said, amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.